was the current Bachelorette season or Bachelorette season. One of the guys on there has a restraining order against him.
Really?
And they didn't check into it, so they had to edit him out of the whole season.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So was he cute?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Well, my God, John. I mean, you got to have the real questions.
I don't watch it.
Is the guy hot?
Yeah, well, I'm gone for the day. No more Bachelorette talk for me.
I'm on a mission, John.
I'm Don Rosen. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Cindy Huber coming up next. Don't forget, at the 11 o'clock hour this morning, she's got your next keyword. Keep it here. It's 9 o'clock. It's news time. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news on the alleged second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The Justice Department says Ryan Routh wrote a note months before last Sunday's incident at a Trump golf course saying he intended to kill the ex-president. Prosecutors say the message was addressed to the world and dropped off at the home of an unidentified person who got in touch with police. Officials also say the suspect's cell phone pinged towers near the golf course repeatedly in the days before the incident. Routh is scheduled to appear in court in Florida for a bail hearing today. Now to the Middle East, where at least 182 people have been killed in a new Israeli bombardment of Hezbollah targets. The BBC's Hugo Bechega from Beirut.
What we're seeing here today is the most intense and widespread wave of Israeli airstrikes hitting positions in southern Lebanon, also in the east of the country, and for the first time in the north of Lebanon as well. The Israeli military said more than 300 Hezbollah positions have been hit.
Police in Alabama are still searching for suspects in a mass shooting outside a hookah bar in Birmingham Saturday night. Four people were killed, 17 wounded, including Gabriel Eslami, who'd been partying with friends.
I am beyond blessed because even the doctor told me the bullet was millimeters away from my artery.
School officials in central Pennsylvania say they're investigating after a college swimmer allegedly carved a racial slur into a teammate's body.
The family of the student at Gettysburg College who was targeted said another student, who they said their son trusted, used a box cutter to cut the N-word onto their son's chest. School officials say the incident happened earlier this month during an informal social gathering at an on-campus residence. The family of the victim says their son was the only person of color at the gathering. The school says the alleged attacker is no longer enrolled at Gettysburg College. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
There's a new weather threat for the southeast. Forecasters expect a system swirling toward the Gulf of Mexico will become Tropical Storm Helene later this week. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Right now, all the models have it taking it essentially up in between Mexico and Cuba and a potential landfall there into Florida. We do know that as we head from Wednesday really into Friday, the best chance for that heavy rainfall is going to be from Florida to Alabama and into Georgia.
One of Americans' biggest complaints about heading back to the office post-pandemic? The commute. A new poll finds it's not as bad in some cities as others. Best, fastest in Columbus, Ohio, Memphis, and Milwaukee. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a dishonorable discharge for the Racine runaway soldier. Travis King was sentenced Friday after pleading guilty to 5 charges, including desertion. Despite a 1-year sentence, he'll return home immediately due to time served. Racine's 14th Aldermanic District is seeking a new common council member. Applications are due by October 4th. The vacancy is due to Alicia Jarrett's resignation. A beach hazard statement is in effect along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Authorities advise avoiding the water and staying away from piers and breakwalls due to high waves and strong currents. Ralph Malicki, the former owner of Piggly Wiggly in Mount Pleasant, has announced his candidacy for Racine County Executive. He joins 3 other candidates in the race to fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing in June. And Racine will receive over $600,000 in state grant funding for its lift bridges. The funds will be split between the Main Street and State Street bridges, covering costs like operator salaries and general maintenance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. A few scattered showers, especially after midnight, our low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy showers in the morning, some sun in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
WRJN. Good morning. I'm Cindy Huber in a way too good mood. But that's what a pot of coffee will do for you. It's Marvin Gaye.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Tell her to Scarborough fan. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 90.1 in Kenosha. I'm Cindy Huber. Hey, our text to win contest started last week. It's go for the green and gold. It's chance to win prizes like either 14 karat gold or $100 cash. And I've got the next text to win keyword today, just after 11, just out of the news, right here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.keepwisconsin.org. 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you're walking
Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Can you believe it's chilly? 65 degrees only. Of course, in March there'll be a heat wave, but till then, here's the Stones on WRJN.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Oh, my God.
Local News, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. Paul Harvey. I just love that man. Loved him growing up. I mean, he's one of those that you could sit in the car with your parents and your grandmother, and everybody would listen to Paul Harvey say, "Stand by for news," and then the rest of the story. He was that good. Kind of transcended all age groups back in the day. I mean, this radio station's been around for 97 years. Paul Harvey, about 57. And we got the rest of the story archived, of course, because he passed away about 20-some years ago. But the archived rest of the story where Paul Harvey tells the story of some person's life or corporation or whatever, and you honestly don't know who he's really talking about until the very end of what he's got to say. Today, just after the news at 12:05 here on WRJN, as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now, that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Quick Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The former owner of the Piggly Wiggly in Mount Pleasant has announced his candidacy for Racine County Executive. Ralph Malicki posted the news on Facebook. He joins three other candidates, Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, and Corey Sebastian, in the race to fill the position. It's open due to the unexpected passing of Jonathan Delagrave in June. The Cedarburg woman accused of embezzling money from a Racine school will spend several years in prison. Heather Wentold pleaded guilty to embezzlement charges for allegedly misusing Sonnenberg school funds. She pleaded guilty in Racine County Court to three offenses, with the judge giving her a three-year prison sentence and 5 years extended supervision. Travis King, the former Army soldier from Racine who crossed into North Korea last year, has been discharged from the military following a court-martial. King pleaded guilty to desertion and other charges, receiving a sentence of time served and a dishonorable discharge. The bridges of Racine County are getting a financial lift from the state. The city of Racine will get over $600,000 in grant funding for the maintenance of its lift bridges. The funds will be split between the Main Street and State Street bridges. The grant will help cover costs such as bridge operator salaries, power expenses, and general maintenance fees. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. A few scattered showers, especially after midnight, our low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy showers in the morning, some sun in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
WRJN. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie.
drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Laughing with delight. die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Wow. Bummer. Local news, Timeless, is WRJ and the very classic Don McLean's American Pie. I do love that song. At the very end of it, I feel like I got beat up.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire, just came out to mow his lawn. Another pleasant valley Sunday.
Monkey songs of all time, Pleasant Valley Sunday. Everybody's doing stuff. It's Sunday going on like normal, charcoal grill, people mowing their lawn. And meanwhile, surrounded by war. Because that's what I want to, those are the songs I want to play on Monday. You know, you're already happy. It's Monday. You jump out of bed. We do that for Friday. Never mind. You know what? It's 63 degrees right now in Racine. So, you know, if you want to go swimming today, you got the beach to yourself pretty much. Also, if you are going to the beach, of course, they got rip current, kind of a high risk today for rip currents and also hazardous waves. So about the only people to be excited about that, of course, is your surfers. Those of you in the Malibu of the Midwest, Sheboygan. They're having a good time. But if you're not a surfer, a little bit dangerous for today as far as the beach if you're going in.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheater.org. racinetheater.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Travel in vain. Take me to the hotel, bag is gone, oh well.
timeless. It's just like that. WRJN. That was CCR. Got CBS National News, local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Sports coming up right now. It's the Vault.
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Walking down the street singing.
Do-wop-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee.
she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing,
ooh, diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum,
holding my hand just as natural as can be singing,
ooh, diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
We walked on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more.